It's Easter Sunday. It finally got here. I wait all year for this. It's the best day of the year, as I've told you before. This year is no exception. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He's been raised. And what exactly does that mean to us or for us? Well, it means a lot of things. And not least of which, it means that we have a trustworthy scripture that predicted this raising from the dead and then came through with it. That we have, through the mystery of the incarnation, which we've spoken about before, that combination of fully human and fully God that we'll never completely understand. But that it's trustworthy. The scriptures that have described all of these things, some of which are hard for us to understand, are trustworthy. But just because something's trustworthy doesn't necessarily mean it's easy to believe. And in this day, on Easter Sunday, when we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, it's not unusual for us to have a momentary twinge of, did that really happen? And if we think of beating ourselves up about it, then I think that it's instructive for us to realize that the disciples who were with Jesus, who had heard him speak fairly clearly about how he was going to die and be raised again, didn't get it at first. Jesus' closest followers, Mary Magdalene, who went to the tomb on Easter Sunday to see what was going on, when he was gone, didn't say, aha, he's raised as I thought he was. He thought somebody swiped him. And mistook Jesus himself for a gardener. Which makes sense. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. When people die, we expect them to stay dead. And if we see somebody who looks like them, we think that's somebody who looks like them. Lots of us go through this after we lose someone. After my mother died, for a few years afterwards. If I saw a woman with a particular hairstyle or dressed in a particular way from an angle, usually sort of the back three quarters, I'd have that momentary, oh, that's, no, it's not somebody who looks like my mother. So we can see why Mary would think that. And we often have to deal with people who will tell us things like, well, I would believe what you believe if I could understand the resurrection, if I could understand how this works, which is superficially compelling until you start thinking about it and all the other things we don't really understand that we still live our lives in the light of. Nobody understands, really, love. We know lots about it. We recognize it when we are in love. We recognize people who love us. But to say that we fully understand love is absurd. On a more mundane, if you will, level, we don't understand how human beings learn how to talk. I find this fascinating, but there's no scientific consensus. There's no theory that explains how human beings acquire language. We don't really know how it happens. We just know that it does. My grandson Eli is acquiring his own language at the moment. He's 3 months, right around there. And he's at that age where he starts talking. And it's talking. It's not a language I'm familiar with, or anyone else for that matter. But you can tell because he says things, and often he'll say them to you in this sort of quizzical tone with his eyebrows raised. And you just think, What do you need? But it's a language. And at some point, human beings acquire language. And the fact that we don't understand it doesn't mean that we say, well, that doesn't happen. That's just silly. We don't understand everything about the resurrection any more than we understand everything about the incarnation. But we don't have to understand everything about it to know that it happened. Jesus being raised is the only thing that explains where we are today. The resurrection of Jesus is the only thing that even begins to explain the early church. You'll occasionally run across people who will tell you, well, they knew he was fooling, or they knew he was human. They stole the body. And what you're now asking us to believe is that hundreds and hundreds of people were willing to go to their death for something they knew wasn't true. Now, one or two people, sure, I'll give you that. There are people who are able to convince themselves that what they're doing is of such importance that why they're doing it doesn't matter. I've never met anybody like that, but I can see how there would be one or two. But to suggest that there are hundreds is just foolish. The resurrection happened. God raised Jesus from the dead, not from a fainting spell, not from some strange masquerade. Jesus came to earth, lived the life that we all live, facing exactly what we face, not in detail, of course. He was at a different time. He had different frustrations than ours. He didn't have to deal with road rage. Maybe they had market rage back then. I don't know, a crowded market, people getting in your way, stepping on your feet. I can see how that would make you angry, just like cars can us. Jesus came to earth, took on what it means to be fully human. From being born, being raised, to acquiring that language just as we all did. Growing up with all the struggles and challenges that that would have had for anyone at that time. Facing loss. Enjoying life. The delights of life were there as well, but it was the full range of human experience, including even dying. The difference with him is that it didn't stick. That he was raised from the dead as a demonstration of the power that God has to say that sin can exact punishment, to be sure, but sin doesn't get the last word. With the resurrection of Jesus, God said then, as he'd said before and said forever, I decide, not sin. With that resurrection, as Paul says in other places, Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection. Jesus is the first example of what it means to live a life in relationship with God through Jesus. And it means that sin and death are not the end. They're not the last word. Not in an ultimate sense. That when those who die in the faith, we will be united with them again, just as we will with Jesus. It's an extraordinary thing. It's what gives us hope. Paul says that if Jesus isn't Jesus, if what we expect, if what we read, if what we understand about Jesus isn't true, we have no hope. But Jesus is who he said he was. Jesus is God. He always was God. And now that he is reunited in heaven with the Father, we have someone in heaven who we know understands us, who we know fully understands what it means to be a human. And God did this for us. God didn't need this. God's omniscient. He knows everything that there is to know. But that's a little too distant for me, and probably for you as well. The theory of omniscience gives me really very little comfort. When I'm going through a tough time, the theological understanding that I have, that God understands, is nowhere near as meaningful as the fact that my friends who have gone through something similar say, I know what that can be like. And Jesus knows. And he knows it from where I was. Not from the omniscient, perfect knowledge of God, although he had that too, from the inside. Because when Jesus was raised, spent some time here and then ascended to heaven, he didn't leave his human experience behind. He didn't forget it like it was a bad dream, like we do when we wake up and those dreams fade away. No. He took all of that experience with him. Jesus was raised for all kinds of reasons. We could spend hours and hours talking about them. But he was raised to demonstrate the power of God. He was raised to demonstrate that what he said about himself was true. And he was raised and then glorified that we might know beyond the slightest shadow of a doubt that we have someone in heaven who understands us, who knows us, who loves us just as we love each other. Christ was raised that we might know the power of God, that we might know that we have an advocate. Christ was raised that we might have hope. The death that stalks us all is not the end of all things. That those people that we have lost, and who among us has not lost one or more, those who are lost are never lost to God. That we can be reunited with those who have gone before. We have hope that we will see them even as we will see Jesus. Easter Sunday, it's the best day of the year because it reminds us that Christ came, yes, lived among us, yes, died, but that he rose again. Amen.